Strike Back. So tomorrow night on BBC One. Boyd Hilton, you didn't enjoy it as much as me.
Well, you said on the radio and everything and on Twitter that it was like as good as 24. I'm not kidding. That's what you said.
Well,
it's not as good as 24.
I found it. Look, 24 has lots of flaws, and it's also really exciting. And here, it's in some ways that some of the characters are a bit basic, but it's really quite exciting to watch.
Okay, I'm not saying I didn't like it. It's exciting, it's well made, everyone's very good in it, but all the characters, without exception, are one-dimensional. That's the big flaw. There are no...
It's based on a Chris Ryan book.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I had to read some of those books. Oh,
did
God.
You?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Do you know he's written 14 novels?
Yeah, amazing.
Hits as well,
he's a phenomenon. He's a phenomenon. And they are very one-dimensional books, I have to say. And that is not built upon in the TV version. Very watchable, very does look grey and all of that. It doesn't look quite as stylish as something like 24, I have to say. It's kind of functionally expensive looking.
I thought the second episode of the two, because they're made second as pairs, better, it's quite interesting because there's six of them. And they go out as pairs, so that he was in earlier. Richard Armitage was in earlier, who's the main guy in it, saying they're like three films in effect. And I thought the second episode was really exciting.
Second episode is very exciting.
It's quite brutal. Someone gets a hand chopped off. Another plot point.
It's fed to a dog.
In the third episode, they kill off a major international politician. I won't say any more. A real life politician.
Have you seen the third episode?
Yeah, it's good as well. It's very enjoyable and entertaining, but it's not 24. It's not as good as 24.
Robert Mugabe.
Yeah, that's well done.
That's another
Benji. Benji.
Oh, no.
I thought it was perfectly workable, but it suffered in comparison to some of the Iraq war dramas we've seen in the last year or so. So the BBC had Occupation, which is a fantastic three-parter.
Oh, that was. It's not as clever as Occupation. No, it's not. But I watched it in the context of Sky One as well, and I thought it's just quite interesting that they're making these shows that have cost a fortune to make. They're really going
for
it.
No, I'm glad they're making a big, ambitious dramas. That is good, a good thing. And, you know, they're the only TV channel with any money, and they're spending it on good... And for all of them are kind of based on huge, big bestsellers, so it's not exactly like they're making a big risk out of any of them. I think I'd like to see them making a big budget... contemporary drama not adapted from a huge best-selling novel. That would be very interesting. But having said that, it is very entertaining and ambitious, and I'm glad.
It's like 24 because it's switch-off telly, isn't it? As in, you don't switch your brain off, but at the same time, it's quite gripping to watch, I think. It's quite a nice twist at the end of the second episode.
Yeah, no, it's good. The plotting is very good. There are good twists all the way through. There are good twists. Yeah, I did enjoy it. It's just not as good as 24, like you said.
And it is very similar to 24 as well in many ways.
It is. And similar to Spooks, which you were talking to Richard about as well, and Spooks is better. As well, because Spooks has that great characters in it, three-dimensional characters. Very
24
good.
24 has some terrible characters in it. Who's the head of CTU in the current series?
Yeah, he's. But
what's his name? He's rubbish.
He's rubbish. But Chloe's brilliant. There's no character in this that was as good as Chloe, who works at CTU.
Okay. Chris Ryan's Strike Back starts tomorrow at 9 on Sky One. Benji will.